Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of the Tacticos, episode 11. Jayen with me, of course. How you doing, man?
Yeah,
Are you
I'm all
alright?
right, same old.
Are you alright?
We'll
You
come
don't
on
want to
to that
start?
later.
Alright. It's where do you?
I think there's better games to talk
I was
about,
gonna
bro,
say,
than that one.
yeah, I guess we start at City, right? Yesterday. Should we start there?
City, man, I think
3-3
that's
at
the main one.
Etihad. I thought, I don't know about you, I thought City were going to spank them, especially when I seen Emerson Royale and Ben Davies come against Haaland. But it's weird. I want to start at the end of the game because obviously, did you see that decision that the ref made about the advantage and Haaland getting vexed? You sent in the group about his reaction, which is, I 100% agree with that. That's one of the worst decisions I've seen in a long time, you know.
I agree with the frustration. I think it's wrong. I don't go to the far as
No, it's
that's one
because
of the worst
if you think about the
decisions. Like,
timing of the game, it's literally the last kick of the game.
yeah, but come on, bro! Like that Liverpool Tottenham one, VAR.
Okay,
That's the worst
yeah, that's
decision
a,
of the
yeah,
game.
you're right there. You're right there.
Yeah, I mean that's like game changing. You know, he still had to go on and score the goal. You know, like, and
He
then
was
was
onside,
he
yeah. He
onside?
was
I
onside.
don't know if they ever. They never really drew
You didn't need
lines
to.
or done
I
all of
was
that.
thinking this about. I paused it. You didn't need to. I was thinking. I don't even
That's what you say, bro. When they
remember.
start drawing that line, fuck knows how they start drawing
They'll
it,
put a
bro.
circle
You know what I
around him,
mean?
innit? So make sure he was offside.
No, I totally agree. Like, you played advantage and you decided to pull it back for some reason. It doesn't make any sense. You know, like, normally I've never seen refs pull when they play advantage. I've never seen them pull it back, like in modern day football now,
They
because
have to let it
I
go,
feel
innit?
like
It's the rule.
the advantage
Yeah.
span that they give is like literally like 5 seconds, bro. You know what I mean? So like, say if someone gets fouled, the ref will play advantage, like let them carry on, and if they lose or they get dispossessed or they shoot or whatever happens, I've never seen the ref pull it back. You know, they just don't do it because they feel like you've had enough time to use your advantage now, and then that's it. And that advantage span, I swear down, it's like 5 seconds, bro.
The
That's
thing
what
is,
the refs give. So that was like absurd, you know, why he decided to pull that back.
considering the fact that it was last minute, they could have potentially gone on to win the game, should I say. But I don't
Yeah.
know if you remember, basically, John Joe Shelvey scored a goal for Newcastle at Sheffield United. This was a few seasons back. And the same thing happened where they said he was offside because the ref blew the whistle, but he went on and just scored. And the goalkeeper didn't move because obviously the whistle was blue. But they checked it on VAR and he was actually onside. So because he scored the goal, they had to give it. So I thought if I was Jack Reilly, I would have just gone and done that, just scored the goal. I mean, it's hard to say, obviously, in hindsight, it's easier, but he could.
Yeah, but who that's different though, isn't it? Who'd given and obviously
Change rules and.
VAR's contribution to the game 2 years ago to what
It
it
is
is
different.
now, it's
No.
completely different. Back then VAR was like some test, well, it still is some bullshit anyway, but it was like
It was in progress, isn't
they
it?
didn't intervene into the game as much as, yeah, you know, it was kind of like something that it was just there. You know, now they kind of come in at every given moment of the game. And I think because he'd already blown the whistle, you know, like how from that moment on, even if he'd went out and scored, I think even if VAR looked at it, they would have just in favor put it in favor of the ref, as in pulled the decision back and gone in favor with that. Because how can VAR deem advantage?
Well, that's the gray area, isn't it? That's the gray area. But let's start. City should have basically been buried, didn't it? Haaland had like five shots, none on target. He missed a blind in the first half. Open goal. It should have been
Yeah, they
done
should have buried them
easily.
100%. They had enough
At the start.
chances, yeah. And I think in the second half they started coming back into it. Tottenham, they had a lot of the ball. I don't think City had much of the ball that first 25 minutes. Tottenham went and
It was
scored,
2-1, and then obviously
I think.
Lascelles got that good goal.
Yeah, and they went on, yeah, and scored. And fair play Tottenham, they kind of hung into the game, you know, kind of had different phases of it, but yeah, I think. But this City, we've seen it for like a couple of weeks now. You know, they don't seem like they're on gear five. You know, they're still kind of like gear three, kind of like tottering along. Like Chelsea game, they should have lost that game. You know, when they played Chelsea,
But they should have won that
away at the
game as
Bridge,
well.
Chelsea should have won.
No, considering the
Nah,
fact that
bro,
no, but
they
if they're
scored some
4-3
jambi
up
goals.
in the 90th minute, they should win the game. Considering they're City, they should win the game. That's why I know you're going based on performance, aren't you, on the whole game?
They were never in that. The thing is, yeah, like in that predicament, but they were never rightly owned, you know, rightly winners of the game anyway. So that then again, no, because there was like 10 minutes of added time. So you knew, given how Chelsea were playing prior to that, they were going to get two free chances anyway. Not two free half chances. They were going to get two free
Good chances,
proper good chances. And obviously, one of them came
Penalty,
after
isn't
in
it?
the end,
It
the
was
penalty.
Cole Palmer.
And then even that City's fourth goal, man, it was
Yeah,
jammy, bro. It was
deflected
actually
in
a
Rodri,
deflected
innit?
goal,
Yeah,
and it
off
went in.
Thiago.
Like if that didn't go in, Chelsea go on and win that game. You know, they go and nick the fourth goal, and that's it. It's 4-3. And then obviously Liverpool game, I feel like Liverpool, Klopp made some subs at the end, and he kind of sat back and just saw the game out. But I feel like if he kept those players on, I think he took like Jota off. Took a few players off, like Gakpo off and stuff like that. He brought on like midfielders, probably not as creative as what the ones that were on field at that time. But if he kept those on, I feel like Liverpool would have gone and won that game too. But obviously, it's kind of different approach. And then again today, even a Leipzig, like it's a good team now. I thought Leipzig played really well. I think they could have potentially at one point gone 3-0 up. Didn't score that goal. And obviously City scored one, and then it
You know
was
how they
kind of
come
like,
out in the
you know,
second
they
half,
scored
innit?
quick.
All crazy and
Yeah, and like you know these kind of teams, like once they concede the one, it tends to be the floodgates open after that. You know, then it's like two and then three and then that's it. So bro, think about it, they've conceded a hell of a lot of fucking goals
three
in four
draws in a
games.
row now. You concede, including the Champions League game as well. They've conceded.
Yeah, so what, 4-4 Chelsea, so conceded four there, 1-1 Liverpool, 5, Leipzig, 2,
Oh,
so that's
the
7, and
ten
then
in four.
10, 4,
That's a
yeah,
lot.
that's a
That's a
fucking hell
lot.
of a lot of games. I mean, they got Villa
Away, right?
next, away,
No,
no
Jack
Rodri,
Grealish.
no, yeah, I don't think Grealish would have played anyway, but yeah, it's just a name to
Just an
call out,
option off the bench, really, more than anything else. But still.
isn't it? Yeah, but I wouldn't be surprised if they smoke Villa, you know, like if they really turn it
But
on.
you see that, but Liverpool. Oh, sorry, Liverpool. Villa have won what, 11 games in a row at home under Emery?
Yeah, they drew it to Bournemouth
They drew.
in the
No, that was
first,
away
didn't
though,
they?
at home. Sorry,
Just
now
did
they've
they?
won 11 in the in a, at
Yeah.
home in a row.
But like the way they've been playing Villa against Bournemouth, I think I know Bournemouth, I think they've won like two games
Decent
in a row
form.
or something like that. Beat Newcastle, yeah, decent form, not easy place to go play. But I think they'll probably feel like, yeah, we should have probably gone on and won that game. But you know, I think City are not going to obviously come into that game obviously thinking that, you know, this is going to be easy. But
Is it a crisis?
don't be surprised if it,
Not crisis.
it's
Now
not a
crisis is
crisis,
too
man. They
big.
won.
Is it a concern? Three draws in a row now.
It's not even a concern. I don't think it's even a concern because, bro, they won like
Oh
three
no!
leagues in a row.
Yeah.
Three. They won the treble. You can't be at the heights
But
forever.
I'm saying in the context of so there's three. There's take the Leipzig game out of it. There's three draws in a row in Prem, conceding a lot of goals.
But last season they were what, 8 points, 10 points off Europe, ten
But
points
last
at one point.
season is more Arsenal's fault than City being good as well. And the thing is
Yeah,
with
it
City,
was.
you know that this kind of happened, this form before January, and then obviously when it comes to the business end of the season, that's when they just go crazy.
Yeah, and I think they've got like a few new players into that team. Doku, you know, he's been playing well, but obviously, like, who else
Nunes,
have they got into that team?
Kovacic, they've not been
Kovacic, yeah.
great, innit?
Nunes doesn't even play. Yeah. I think with those type of players, I think he only puts them in until he feels like 100% confident that they can actually understand his style of play. And then they kind of get that game time. But you know, you might see some of them play against Villa, because Villa have got a really,
That midfield.
energetic, like doggedy kind of midfield. You know, the way they play, it's like a line of four CMs.
It actually is just runners.
And then they've got like one winger and
And Watkins,
Ollie Watkins, that's it. So it's literally that's maybe he's gonna put an extra, like, man in there, because he's not got Rodri this time. So he might change it
But
up a
when
bit,
they've
for
haven't
this
played,
one.
they haven't had Rodri this season, what, 2 games, I think, and they've lost both. So that's he's one of the most
Yeah,
important
exactly.
players at City, let alone the Prem. Do you know what I mean? So it's a big,
100%.
why is he, suspended based on what, 5 yellows? Okay, so it's
Suspended,
only one
yeah,
game,
that's
but
it, yeah.
yeah,
Yeah, he'll
the
be
game
back
after that. But
the game
still,
after
yeah,
that.
it's a big loss.
And then I don't know what John Stones' situation is, but obviously he's a big miss.
Especially that role that he plays coming into midfield and doing all
Exactly,
that.
because he adds that extra protection, to the
I
defense.
can.
John Stones on the bench though, he's been on the bench for some time, and don't be
Yeah,
surprised if he doesn't play.
he's tried to put Akanji into that position and that role, but you can just, I mean, he's not, I'm not saying he's not a good player, it's just you can see the difference between him and Stones in terms of ability, do you know what I mean, in that position. So
And then you can see they're leaking a lot of goals as
why though,
well.
why are they leaking if they've, I mean, Rodri's played though.
Yeah, Rodri's played. Stones isn't still not. That you look at that defense line, you've got,
It's
I think,
Walker, Diaz, and Gvardiol. Still very
Goal.
good. I don't.
But I don't think Gvardiol's been that good, since he's come in. He's been quite
He
poor.
has played. He played
He's been
Hakim. Did he
quite
play
rare.
Hakim midweek?
He played
He
against
played against
Liverpool as
Liverpool.
well,
Yeah, you're right.
Ake. You know,
He
in
didn't
that.
play against Liverpool.
Yeah, it's yeah. I think that one player does make a bit of a
Especially the
difference.
fact that Guardiola has to cover so much area and ground, and could, like you said, get used to this new system where he's essentially playing left back with no centre back next to him at all times. Do you know what I mean? It's what, it's so much space that he has
Exactly.
to understand and know how to get used to, especially one-on-one duels. I don't mean he's good at one-on-one duels, don't get me wrong, but at, in the Prem, it's a bit more different.
And if you look at all of the goals, I think they've conceded, probably most of them, they're all on counter-attacks. And that's always a notorious thing anyway, counter-attacks. Like, you can't defend counter-attacks. Like, doesn't matter how good of a team you are, if a team has pace, they can shift from one end of the pitch very quickly to another, and they get a chance, they will punish you. And you've seen it against Leipzig, done it. Liverpool scored that goal. Obviously, Trent came flying forward, banged it in. This Tottenham game, I think, for
Son,
Son, first goal. Like, there's been quite a lot of these games. And obviously, that's where I feel like they're getting caught out, when it comes onto the counter. And obviously, I think teams have sussed something out as well. So it's not City probably getting bad. I think teams have sussed something out. Like, last season, we didn't see it as much, but now teams are like, you know what? Fuck it, bruv. Like, if we're gonna play City, might as well go out losing. We're gonna give it a go. We're not gonna sit here
You get
behind
pumped
the ball,
anyway.
let them play it around, because that's inevitable. Like, it's that slow
It's
death, bro. You
true. A lot, especially at the Etihad, that's what they used to do, dude. Like 10 man behind the ball, we might get one chance, maybe two if we're lucky, and we gotta take them essentially.
Yeah, and I think it's fair play to teams. I think it's good, because no one wants, like, especially like City, just keep like running away with it. So I think it's good to see. But yeah, fair play
Yes, they're
Tottenham.
bogey teams. Spurs are just, I mean, obviously it's good for an Arsenal fan, obviously they got a result against City, but
Have you lot played
yeah,
Spurs
we
yet?
drew 2-2
You haven't
at the Emirates, yeah, this
at the
season.
Emirates.
Again, we should have won that game, but Jorginho, I believe, made the mistake. Jumbo, yeah, he made the
Oh yeah, he
mistake, and
missed it
obviously
up.
Son scored after that. So I don't know. I don't know. City are just, yeah, do you know what's funny? Yeah, so you know when you said that teams are sussed them out, yeah, we said the same last season. Yeah, he bins off Cancelo, then goes with this back four centre back thing in from January onwards, and they just win the treble. So watch how he'll just make up some new
Yeah, but like
system again.
that thing is obviously more defensive. Like, this three back thing that he plays is
Solid, yeah,
much
it's
more
more solid
defensive.
and just rigid a bit more than what you used to play before, isn't it?
Because that guy who plays DM last season was John Stones. So he's basically got four defenders still on the pitch, and then he's got
With
Rodri at DM.
Stones.
So like, he's not really compromised much in terms of profiles.
Nah. The only big one was the Cancelo, obviously left in January. And then obviously he bought in Ake a bit more in left back situations, and Rico Lewis, and it made a bit more, played more game time. So yeah, I don't know, man. We'll see how City get on against Aston Villa. I don't think there's much to touch on Spurs. It's especially well, after three defeats, it's a good draw for them, I suppose. That's the only positive I can really say, if I'm honest.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I don't think there's really much more to
Exactly.
touch on.
Manchester United. I think that was the biggest, obviously, the other biggest game of the season. Oh, sorry, of the week. 1-0 away from Newcastle. Should have been more. I've seen parts of the game. Should have been more. I don't really know what to say. A lot's coming out of against Marcus Rashford. Jamie Carragher saying he looks like Martial. I think Martial's actually got more on the ball than Rashford, if I'm honest. But I mean, he's saying it based on where Martial is right now, which makes sense, and it's a good comparison in terms of. And then he made the statement about Rashford being homegrown and not being able to basically bring his team up when they look at him as a local boy, which again makes sense because he compared it to when he was at Liverpool with Gerrard, and obviously Gerrard and himself were more Gerrard more so were bringing the team up, especially what big games. So Jane, where do I don't know what to really. I'll let you have the floor.
Yeah, I don't really know, but it's kind of like the same old shit. Like, I think there's players here that have been here for some time now. Like McTominay, Rashford, Dalot, Shaw, Martial. They've been here for time, but you're talking like 9 years plus some of these guys. McTominay's been there, Rashford's been there since 18. Mourinho infamously said that when he was 18, 19, this is the best Rashford that we're going to get. And he is not wrong. Like, since he's 18, 19, he's not really progressed, not really proven anything. He's 25, 26, however old he is. He's got his big bumper contract last year. I said it last year, should have sold him in the summer. He had that kind of very individualized kind of stint where he was getting goals. But again, it was very individualized. A lot of his goals were like long rangers.
Counterpacked with us.
Takes a lot of shots, and takes a lot of shots on pitch. Like, you can't really do the basics, skip past players, hold the ball. When your team's in pressure, you got to hold it. Pick up a foul, pass it, move it quick. You got to release. There's certain like decisions that you've got to make when you've got the ball. You can't do it. And I feel like he has to go. I don't think there is a future for him at the club. I didn't really think there was one. The start of the season anyway, but he's playing obviously next game. I feel like he'll get dropped, has to get dropped. Other than that, I don't think there's really much more. Obviously, end of the game, we lost 1-0. We weren't ever in the game. We were just kind of just there. It was just kind of relentless pressure all game. They don't really have a tenacity to kind of perform, on the pitch. When a goal goes down, it's kind of like there's no reaction. It gets worse. It gets worse. That's what it is. You expect, like, when you go 1-0 down, you think, okay, cool, now wake the fuck up.
But
Like,
this is
let's
the
see what we've
thing, like
got
a
now.
lot of teams are
But
it's a lot of games where okay, teams need to go 1-0 down to kind of wake themselves up, like what you just said. But they don't, like Manchester United just don't. It's just like they just go sleep. I say, okay, no problem. We'll just keep it damage limitation more. But I mean, coming on to Rashford, yeah. Do you know how Maguire was dropped? But he's come back and actually been very, very good. Do you know he needs? Yeah,
Yeah,
fair play to
fair play
Maguire,
to
but
him. I and
Rashford has never been dropped under Ten Hag, has he? Yeah, he's never.
yeah, so like last
He's on
season, he
fire.
was Ten Hag's first season, and obviously he was killing it. So, like, no reason for him to be dropped. this season he has been dropped like a couple of games. Nothing more too concerning, like other than that. And then, yeah, I think now is the time now. You know, this is where the manager, this is where you get paid to do your job. You know, like you either make the big decisions and you get ratings from the fans, you know, because you've made the decisions that the fans want you to make, or you cop out, you know, and you if you cop out, that basically means that you're trying to save your job and you don't want to have a dressing room issue. Because unfortunately, Rashford is like one of the influential players in the squad, you know. So, and you can see that, you know, with his body language and stuff like that. And he's a, unfortunately a very toxic player at the same time as well. You know, if things don't go his way, you know, issues will rise, and especially issues for the manager. So I feel like Ten Hag's having to play it very delicately, but given the way it's going now, you know, there is no other choice. He has to drop him and kind of. If he starts having a hissy fit, you'll know the fans have got his back, you know, and that's the
When
main
you
thing.
say drop him, right? And the way the I don't know how to really take it now because obviously there's games every 3 days, so he could probably just say his rotation without saying he's dropping him. Do you know what I mean? But do you say
Yeah,
dropping as in two, three games he's not in this in the team?
I think so. Like for example, Chelsea next game, because we've lost, we've performed shit as well. So like next game, Chelsea. You know, you can't play.
But that's the thing. I
That's a
think
big
he'll
game,
play
you know,
because
for
it's
Chelsea
Chelsea.
at home. No, I don't think so. I can't see it because Antony played well in Champions League. Probably deserved to start Antony as well. And Rashford's come and played this time. And I think, you know, like, I think Antony deserves this spot back. And I think we'll see that. You know, I think we'll see wholesome changes into that team. You know, we will see. Martial won't play. You know, the reason why Martial started is because Højlund had an injury, got rushed into that Galatasaray game, and probably made sense not to start Højlund for this game, but bring him on. Obviously, by the time Højlund came on, everything was shit anyway. So like, it wasn't really going to make much of a difference. You know, so I don't question it. What Martial offers on the pitch, everyone knows that anyway. You know what you're going to get. He's not going to run, you know. He's not going to hold up the ball, you know. Against like Bournemouth at home, yeah, he'll look good, you know. But other than that, he's a shit fucking player. And then you've got McTominay, yeah. Recently, he's been getting goals, but he's not doing his job. You know, his job is a fucking CM. You're supposed to help your back line at the same time. You're supposed to help when you go forward as well. Retention of possession, defending, you know, all of that stuff. Positional play. He's never done
It's
that. He's a
cloud these
shit.
are you saying
He's
these
got away
goals are
with it.
clouding obviously the his performance?
Yeah, and that's why he's in the team, you know, because that's obviously he's been getting the goals, and obviously we've not been able to score. But I don't think that's much of an issue now. You know, we are able to score. The issue is the protection in front of the back line. You know, the back line needs protection now. You know, they need someone. It needs to be more unified. You know, we're having a lot of shots against us, the goalkeeper's having to make a lot of shots,
Sorry, saves, yeah.
I mean saves. Yeah, so he's having to, you know, he's at the same time, if you look at how many shots he's faced compared to obviously the errors that he's made, you know, like some of those saves, like some other goalkeeper in a better team, you know, that's like fucking 15, 14 games worth of shots. This guy's facing them in five. You know what I mean? He's constantly under the cosh, you know, like when it comes down to it. And defense, you can't really fault it. Obviously, there's a lot of players playing out of position. You've got Shaw playing centre back. Again, probably another one that I feel like eventually should be solved. He's been there for 10 years now, and he still keeps riding it out. He needs to go. If you're looking at a greater picture, he needs to go. You know, his time's done now. If you've been there for 10 years, I'm sorry, but you're a culprit to shitness as well. You know, you've got an ingrained shitness of mentality there as well, but can't do that stuff now, so we can't start questioning all of that stuff. But got Dalot left back, he's another one that needs to be sold. He's absolute shit. Keeps getting caught out positionally, and then on top of that, he's playing left back, so he's never in really a good position. But I think next game he really needs to go back to basics here and just play Shaw left back, bring Varane back into the team.
That's who I was going to comment on to. Why is Varane not playing? What's going on there?
So Varane actually has been playing shit. Like, I think when he came back from injury, he's been shit. You know, I think that Copenhagen game, he was absolute dog shit. And fair play, like, I think the games that prior to this, he's not deserved his spot. You know, so he's kind of benched him. But I feel like now is the time to bring him back into the team, you know, and reorganize that defense and solidify that defense. You know, like, Maguire has been playing well, fair play to him, you know, but is he been playing well because we've seen 4 years of shitness?
What's the standard? Yeah,
is that
the
standard?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? The standard here, and then he's played slightly better. So, like, now we're looking at it, like, wow, Maguire.
He could really just be playing as he was before, but he's just standing out.
Yeah.
With a shit bunch.
But, yeah, exactly. So, obviously, can't really do anything with that. That's not really too much of a concern. You got Wan-Bissaka there. You know, put Shaw back to left back. Kobbie Mainoo, like, Everton game, he was top. You know, he's probably one of the players that we look forward to seeing now as the season progresses. You know, then you got Amrabat on the bench. You know, you got him in for loan. He's a DM. Casemiro's not there. Fucking play him. You know, put him in DM. You know, you need a fucking DM there. You know, you can't have McTominay. McTominay can't play DM. You know, he spoke about it last season, about McTominay playing DM, and he said he can't do it. You know, so obviously Casemiro is playing, and then when Casemiro didn't play last season, obviously that's when we lost, and then we saw a significant difference to our performance. And then I think he tried to play like Fred there and stuff like that, but now he's gone back to playing McTominay DM. So he's becoming a bit of a hypocrite.
What are you saying? You know, yeah, because he's signing Amrabat, but you're not playing Amrabat in his position.
Yeah, and like a lot of these players that we've so that team. I think there was one player that he signed that played, and that's Onana.
No outfield players.
Yeah, he spent a lot of fucking money. Yeah, he spent a lot of fucking money, you know, that. And none of those players that played are his players. You know, so if you've signed players, you've brought players in, and then now none of them are playing. Obviously, Mount's injured, fair play. But, you know, there are other players there that can easily play, you know, like Anthony, Hoyland, Amrabat, you know, Reguilón. Reguilón, I don't know why he's not playing. Whenever he's played, he's looked really good. You know, he's a left back as well, so can play his natural position. I think that's another thing as well. He's not playing players in their natural
position.
Same
with McTominay, like you said, right?
And when you're playing shit, and you're not playing players with natural positions,
they're going to look worse.
You're
just
fucking
going
double whammy. Yeah, you're just double whammying it. You know, these guys need confidence. There needs to be just kind of like, you need to build them back up now. You know, they need like some form, build it all up. At the moment, it's none of that. So it'll be interesting to see what happens at Old Trafford against Chelsea. What team
are you hopeful? Are you hopeful for a result?
Yeah, I think Chelsea game, like, because Chelsea, I think someone suspended Gallagher.
I think Reece James is out.
Chelsea
well.
Probably like.
Actually, he might be back because it was two yellows.
I think
he's back.
Yeah, I think he's back for that game. But I don't think like Chelsea are not in the best of form, you know, like the. But
they still look okay though. They look better than where they were like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, Chelsea against the big team. Yeah, Chelsea against the big teams, they do turn up. So interesting. I'm not, depending on what team he plays, that's where my optimism will lie.
Yeah.
You know, if I see a similar team to what is played against Newcastle, then I probably wouldn't have much hope. But if there are about 3-4 changes, which I expect minimum, you know, then I'd be hopeful, you know. And then I think, okay, cool. Like, it's at home. We need to win, you know, basically. And obviously, it's a good game to kind of build some sort of confidence up as well. You know, if you play well at home against Chelsea's, kind of a big team, you know, you can kind of get some confidence. After that, we've got Bournemouth at home. So another team where you can kind of slightly build a bit more confidence up again. And then after that, we've got Bayern Munich and Liverpool. So they're two big games, you know, to build up to those two games. You know, and to be honest, time is running out.
That's my next question. Do you think he lasts the season?
I'll be honest, I don't think he will. I think obviously sticking
Next five
Tybalt
games
now with
determines,
this
I
guy.
think, right now. From now to next, what,
Yeah,
until
I think so,
the Liverpool game determines where whether or not he stays in
yeah.
as a United manager.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. So yeah, Liverpool will be
Is it Anfield or is it
that'll be
the
nil
is
popping.
that oh
Yeah,
low, and
that
7-0 last year, so he's got to do better than that.
Anfield. Yeah, that
It could
could
be
be the nil and
that could be
coffin, yeah.
bad, especially Liverpool playing bits doing the bits. We'll come on to their game then. They came back from behind to win 4-3. 4-3, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Trent getting two goals. Well, the first goal didn't count, it was considered an own goal. But they came back. I mean, they look good. They're going from strength to strength. I don't know. I didn't see Fulham even scoring one, let alone three. That was the biggest thing I really said. But how do you see Liverpool right now? Liverpool, I don't know. I still think they'll finish third. Maybe that's a bit of bias coming into me as an Arsenal fan. But I just don't know. I just don't see them as a they're. Their defense is looking a bit, they need they, now that Trent's looking good as a center mid, they don't have a right back and they don't have a DM. I've said they don't have a
Yeah,
DM the whole season, but
but like,
now they need a right back. It's weird.
yeah,
Do you know what I mean?
but like
yeah
Trent's still
yeah
playing
but he's
right back,
too
if you get what I mean.
now he's not. Before, he used to just go into midfield and just, you know, when the ball's in the opposition's half, he'd just be into midfield, which makes sense because they're dominating the game. But now he's starting more in midfield and coming into more areas in midfield, starting as next to, I don't know, whoever he is, McAllister, Endo, or Gravenberch, whoever it is. Do you know what I mean? He's playing more as a midfielder than a right back. I'm not saying he doesn't cover as a right back, but you can see that Klopp's changing his style or formation a bit more to suit Trent. He's playing Konate to cover because he's got more ground to cover. He's quicker, essentially. Gomez has played right center back to do it. I don't know. I'm nitpicking it because I mean City, Liverpool been playing really well, especially against City. But it's just a bit of
Yeah,
a concern.
I don't. I think it works for them. I think they do well. I think Liverpool. You know, they blitz
Yeah.
teams. You know, they're gonna have teams where they're gonna have to outscore teams. You know, like that. It happens. You know, it's not a concern. I don't think they had obviously that
Oh
Kelly
yeah,
or
of course,
whatever
Alisson's
in
out, isn't
goal.
it?
Obviously, he made I think a blunder. Alisson's out, but you know, if you look at it stats wise, if you look at it probably. Chances that they had, I think they absolutely blitzed Fulham. Obviously, Fulham scored three goals. Fair play to them. Obviously, still in the game, but I don't think it's much of a concern. Obviously, the big test for them is when you guys play
Well,
each
we got
other.
them in the FA Cup
I think that's
first.
soon.
Sorry,
You
not
got
in
them
the FA Cup
again now,
first.
innit?
We got them in, yeah, we've got them at Anfield, I believe, in after the United game. Yeah, before Christmas. So
Yeah.
yeah, man, it's not, I don't know. That's the biggest test. Essentially, if we beat Liverpool 23rd, yeah, just 23rd December, just before.
I
No,
can't see you
especially
guys
Anfield,
beating
bro. It's our 5:30. They're just asking for Liverpool to win. Do you know what I mean? They're just asking for Liverpool to win the game Saturday afternoon. So
That's the thing, isn't it? Like,
we've got to
if you
win
want
these
to win the
games.
league, you know, like fans like me, you know, we're still not convinced over Arsenal going to these kind of pitches and getting a result.
Even based off last season, though,
You know, like.
there's no confidence.
Yeah, but last season, where did you get a result away from
Liverpool.
home? Anfield, you got 2-2, but that was a
No,
shit
we should have
fucking
smoked
Liverpool
them.
team.
But we fucked it. Do you know what I'm saying? But
That was a shit team
I'm
as
more
well.
happy
Shit
saying that
Liverpool team.
we messed it up than Liverpool played well. Do you know what I mean? We
Yeah.
nullified them first off. They didn't have nothing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
How are we playing
now
them
you're
when they're better,
playing,
though? It's
but
just
it's
the biggest problem.
now like
Yeah.
they're kind of in form, you know, where the Liverpool of the old that we saw. So that was a
Oh,
shit Liverpool
yeah.
team. City you lost. To us you lost. I think Chelsea you beat Chelsea in it at
Are you
home.
talking last season now? Yeah, last season we did well
Yeah,
against the
last
top
season, yeah.
teams. We beat
But there's certain
Certain places decide the title
like
right now, anyway.
it's like if you played us now at Old Trafford,
Yeah,
you
but
would be
we won't
favourites for
win
the game
though.
because we're shit. Yeah, that's the thing. You know, like we would all know that you. I don't know what it is. You something would happen in the game, or maybe you don't turn up, or like it's a poor performance or something like that. You won't get it done. Now, if I think of Liverpool, if I think of Man City, like Man, we were shit, and Man City came to us and they beat us 3-0. You know, they got the job done. You know, that's a derby fucking game, got it done. Liverpool, if this game was at Old Trafford instead of Anfield, they'd probably still beat us. You know what I mean? They'll still come get a result. You know, because though that's
You're
what I'm
talking
looking at. You know, when I
experience, you're
think of
talking, you
Arsenal, like,
know how.
can you come to the big? Well, can you come to the big? You know, big teams away from home and get the results. You know, and I think that's what wins you the league. You know, like those are the games. You know, and obviously that Liverpool game, they're in
100%.
good form, so you have to play top for that game as well. And when I watch that game, I will be expecting like a top level of performance from Arsenal. You know, because if you want to win that league,
We
you
have,
know,
yeah, we
you are
got
top
to, we
now.
got to go there. Yeah,
You've
100%
got to
got to
own
own
it.
it. 100%. The problem we, I 100% agree with you, yeah, because based on what Liverpool have done and City have done last few seasons, we need to, you know, against the top teams, we have to play well to get a result against the top teams. Like, we have to play really well, whereas someone like Liverpool or City, they
Have
can
to.
play so shit, but they'll get a 1-0 or they'll scrape a 2-1 or whatever it is. Do you know what I mean? Like, the odds are in favor of Arsenal, but they're not really in favor of Arsenal. Do you know what I mean? Like you just said, like if we're playing United on the weekend, like Arsenal fans will be like, oh, we might get a draw. Like, seriously, United fans might be like, oh, we might win it. United fans might think we win it. Like, seriously, that's how bad our form is against the top team in terms of mentality, in terms of
Yeah,
form, in terms of
away from home.
players, tactics, all that other stuff. You can say Arsenal are way better than 18, 19 teams in the Prem. Do you know what I mean? It's the other part of
No,
mentality.
and that's
Like,
what,
I remember Xhaka against Liverpool last season at Anfield. He makes that stupid foul or whatever, then he stops complaining and whatnot. And then obviously Anfield is just different level, isn't it? Crowd gets up, they come back. Bro, they Ramsdale made some amazing saves in the last, what, 2, 3 minutes of the game. But then you think, do you remember when
and then
Martinelli should
they
have
could have
played in
won
on
it. They could have
Saka?
won the game.
Well, he tried to play in Saka. I don't remember the last minute of the game, last pass of the game, and he messed it up. Those are the fine margins. But you're right. If we are in the title race this season, we have got to go to Anfield and get something. I don't care if we play shit.
Yeah,
I
you
don't care
have
if
to
there's
get some.
five man sent off for the next game. I don't care. We just got to go get go get.
Like Liverpool when they played
See,
City
you should have
just
bottom
now,
out of them.
you know, everyone was expecting Liverpool to lose. You know, Liverpool went there, they got a draw, calm. Yeah, now Liverpool is thinking, Anfield,
It's true.
we're gonna
It's
fucking do
true.
you. You know what I mean? We'll get the fucking job done because you fucked at your pitch now. Yeah, so you dropped 2 points there. Now City, when they go to Anfield, that's gonna be
Pressure.
two horns locking in now because Pep Guardiola is gonna know. I fucking drop points at home here against these lot. I have to go to their pitch and I have to make sure that we win. We can't draw or whatever because, you know, when it comes to head-to-head fixtures, you need to up
100%.
the team that you're
That's
challenging.
like it was back in the day, 20 years ago, bro. Between our teams, you beat United, you win the
You
league.
gotta
It's
up
one of
them.
them. Do you know what I mean?
You gotta up them. So like with Liverpool, like you go to Anfield. Whatever, you know, you go in with the mentality that yeah, I'm gonna go in and win this game, but minimum you gotta come out with a draw. You know what I mean? You gotta come out with a draw in that
No,
game.
I can't lie. Look, Liverpool are looking good.
If you lose, then you can't lose
No. Bro, we've
horrendously as
been
well.
there bad. Take last season away,
Yeah, I
bro.
know. So
We are
like
getting 20-0 smacked last 5 games, bro. We've had some bad mans with Socrates and Mustafi, and it is long. It's J and B J. You don't want to talk about Anfield as an Arsenal fan. Just forget it, man. I know you got bumped 7-0 last season, but still, normally yours are like 2-1, isn't it? I was done at half time. First 20 minutes, it's done. That's what.
Yeah, I know, but like The way they're playing now, Liverpool, like, because obviously they're going to play us and they'll probably batter us. So they're going to come into your game.
Even when hyped, didn't it?
With they're going to be, because, bro, even if they play Man City or whatever it is, there ain't going to be no hype like that Man
No,
United
no, no.
game for Liverpool, innit? That is the biggest hype for them of the season. You know, that game, that fixture, you know, we beat Man United. You know, that you do that, yeah, you hold on to that and you fucking go, you know, you steamroll after that. It's the same with us, you know, if we fucking beat Liverpool, that fucking means a hell
It's
of a
your
lot to
biggest game of the
us. You
season,
know,
isn't it?
like
As an Arsenal,
fuck
United fan.
fuck fuck Man City, you know, whoever it is, like that means more to us, you know, that game. So, and I think, like you said, I think it's straight after,
It's
or
I
is it
think
straight
there's a
after or is it a game in, but I think they've got EFL.
as in Prem game. It's the
Have
next
they got
Prem game of
EFL?
the it's the next Prem game of
Yeah.
the fixture list. So
Yeah. So it's gonna be, I'm looking forward to it because I think Alisson's gonna be back for that game. So
apparently Alisson's out. Alisson's back
I
in
think they will
January.
be full strong. I think he, I've
Yeah,
heard
no.
rumors
I'll
he's
go
back,
see him.
but
I'll go
he's
see
training
Alisson.
two
Don't
weeks
worry. I'll go shake his hand, innit? Tell him what's going on.
early. If this Kelleher or whatever is in goal, I do expect you
Bro,
guys to
Karius
probably
could be in
do like
goal and we
something
were
better than Fulham.
in. This is the history of Arsenal.
But then that's
Yeah, but
your
this is what I'm
fault then,
saying.
innit?
Yeah,
You know what I mean? You've got to be
we.
popping shots. You've got to be popping shots at this
Anfield's
guy.
just a different ground, you know what I mean? As in Arsenal in general don't travel well away. Take last season away out of it.
Yeah.
We just don't travel well to these big clubs, especially on like a generally them night games, and it's hostile and it's popping and everyone's ready to go. That's when we have to make a statement. I
Yeah.
mean, I'll tell you right now. Obviously, let's move on from Liverpool. I mean, we've given them their flowers. I mean, we've got to see more from them in the next few games. They've come across. I mean, Fulham, okay, fair enough. Last week was more of a bigger test. They've came through that 1-1, like you said. But I think we've got to see them next until January. We'll see where they are. Especially with Arsenal, we'll see where Arsenal are as well. I mean, we played what? We
Yeah.
beat West. We beat Wolves 2-1. I'm not going to say much about the game, I'll be honest, but there's nothing really to say. We beat Lens, what, 5-0, 6-0, whatever it was in midweek. There's nothing to really say. But I got to talk about Declan Rice, bro. This guy is. But he is the difference between us getting a result at Liverpool and not getting a result at Liverpool. I mean, Thomas Partey obviously hasn't played all season, but Declan Rice, honestly, I can't. Every time I see him play, I can't believe we got him for 100 mil, which is a bit mad to say, isn't it? I can't believe we actually spent 100 mil on a player and he's actually been good. Beyond good, shall I say. Good's a bit of a.
Yeah, he's top. You know, I think he's got that mentality as well,
Captain's
that
mentality,
winner's
leadership,
mentality
and.
that you guys probably missed in your squad. Yeah. So
He's
yeah,
been top.
he's
He's been
been
top, 100%. Now,
top, top,
but like we said, like. The thing is, I fear about Liverpool, right? Yes.
I still think in that midfield,
No,
you're missing
100%.
one.
Xhaka's missing. Yeah, we're missing
You're still
Xhaka's
missing.
attribute.
You're still missing someone else in that. Because if I now, let's say you were to line up against Liverpool's midfield, even though they don't have a DM, I feel like that their midfield has got way more tenacity, endurance, physically. You know, the three against your three would probably still, their three would pro chop it. You know, because I think Trossard is
He's playing
playing
kind of
kind of like that.
left-sided CM kind of cam, whatever you want to
Yeah.
call it, position. I mean, he's looked okay, don't get me wrong, but like you said, there is something missing there. There's definitely something missing there. And I think, obviously, luckily, it's too early to say, but I think Havertz showing some type of form has definitely helped, or definitely does help for come these games forward. Even though obviously, like he got the goal against last week against Brentford last minute, he got a goal I think midweek against Champions League, and I don't think he played too bad against Wolves. So again, look, you're right, we are missing something that. And I look at our left back situation. I don't want to. I do not want to see
Yeah,
Zinchenko
Zinchenko.
at Anfield. I do not want to see Zin. Put Tomiyasu left back, because he played sick against.
Where's
Tierney.
you
Tierney
loaned him
is
out
loaned
now?
out to Real Sociedad, isn't it, for the season. But we bought Timber, isn't it? And obviously he's out for, but definitely next year. God knows when.
Yeah, but Timber's main position, I don't get it. So Timber's
He
main
was right
position was
back, come on.
obviously
Yeah.
right back. And he can play CM and he can
But bro,
play
he
centre
started
back.
left back. He started
Yeah,
left
but
back
he
first in the
could.
season. Yeah.
Yeah, he started him left back. So that doesn't really make sense then, because like obviously, and then he played Partey right back. Oh, I don't know, man. Like that
I'll
was
get
obviously a
Arteta on the
time ago,
phone and
but
he'll explain what's going on.
yeah, like what happened there, bro? But when they come back to fitness, maybe we might see
Well, I'll be honest. I
some of
don't. I
that
think
shit
Partey is
again.
going to be sold in the summer, in the winter, in the in January. That's the plan anyway. So I don't know
Why?
because he hasn't played. I mean, if we can get a body in and replace him with someone who's probably, I don't know who we could really replace him with.
Yeah, the signings that you guys have made in that midfield, they're all weak players.
Physically, you mean?
Like, you know,
Yeah.
what I mean?
Apart from
Physically, they're
Rice,
weak.
we've signed who? Fabio Vieira, weak. Havertz,
Yeah.
weak.
Fabio Vieira, Havertz, weak. Jorginho,
Jorginho,
ah, no,
he's weak, and everything's weak from
bro.
Fabio.
Anfield, the wind is gonna come, and if he
The
plays,
ten man on the
that
floor, he's
fucking
going up
wind
to
is
the
taking him
stands.
out,
He's gonna go celebrate with the
bro. Yeah.
man.
He's flying out,
It's
bro.
true, it's true. Who like Partey,
Like,
obviously, we miss his physical presence because he's so great at
that's
holding
it.
up the ball. I mean, his passing is really good, don't get me wrong, but his physical
Like
attributes, yeah,
those
his
players have a
presence.
presence, yeah.
People don't want to like come up against him one on one really because of his physical attributes.
Yeah, it's pointless. You stand off.
No,
You
no,
know, you
no.
don't want to press, because if you press,
Yeah.
you know you're not going to win. You know, so you already have that presence there. And obviously, like when you look at Liverpool always historically had those players. That's Klopp's style, isn't it? If he buys a midfielder, he doesn't go buy like hence why you see Thiago. He's shit for Liverpool. He's a good player, but he's shit. It doesn't work, you know, because he's weak. You know, you need to be
Bro,
physically
Szoboszlai,
like
that's why
strong.
Szoboszlai,
Hence why Henderson,
looking so
Fabinho,
good.
Szoboszlai,
Yeah.
McAllister, you know,
Even
they've got
Gakpo, he
that
plays Gakpo
tenacity there
centre
as well.
sometimes, just like
Yeah, Gakpo, and then you've got Gravenberch as well.
Gravenberch,
Gravenberch is another box-to-box player, you know, that can do it, you know, in that sense. But that's what you're gonna come up against, isn't it? You know, when you're gonna go to their side. But yeah, I feel like if you get rid of Partey, I think you have to go get like a
I think that's why he
physical
wanted
player.
Caicedo. Do you know what I mean? Caicedo is one of them guys. He's able to do that sort
Yeah,
of
yeah, yeah.
job that Partey did do last season. Obviously, he wanted to get him in January to
Yeah.
fill the void of what Partey probably would be missing through to due to injury. But it's one of them things when you go to especially a place like Anfield where they're going to be under the cosh and there's going to be fucking Trent balls coming left, right, center. Robson's out, but I mean, I'm sure. Because of course, Tsimikas would be doing the same job anyway. Those things are going to be happening. They've got their firepower is what causes me problems than anything else. I don't think we can. I don't really have an issue with us going there and scoring maybe a goal or two, because I think we can do that without output. But it's our defense that again, our defense has been really good this season. But their attacking forces, options they've got, the six, seven guys, whether they're starting off the bench, it's so. I don't know if powerful is the word, but definitely, do you know what I mean? Able to all give something different and pacey and, like you said, tenacity of those players is crazy. So I don't know, man. It'll be a good game when it comes to it, but you man got to get a result there first, innit? We'll use your blueprint, innit? Don't worry. Ten Hag in, innit? Show us what go on. Show us what to do, man.
You don't use our blueprint, man. You probably lose like 7-0 or something.
Don't worry, rush it in, man. Rush it in. Who else? Chelsea really much to talk about. Again, Gallagher got red card, but they got through it in the end. 3-2 against Brighton. I thought Brighton would get something from them, if I'm honest. But Brighton.
Brighton been got a lot of injuries, I think. So, but still, De Zerbi's doing still a bit too much, man. When he's even though he's got all these injuries, he's still doing too much rotation and like
They got Europe. So that's
tinkering.
probably why he's just doing a lot more.
Yeah, because he played his first team against in the last game, and obviously they had to win that game.
That was against
So
Ajax, wasn't it? Away. In the Europa League.
Yeah, and they obviously won. Yeah.
They won, yeah.
Did they win? I think
They
they got a
won, yeah, they
result.
won.
They got a result, yeah. And then obviously they got through. And then you look at that team, bro, on paper, it's a shit team. Yeah. There's no dunk. They've got some guy called Igor
Igor,
centre
yeah.
back. And then there's some next guy left back, bro. I don't know who this guy was, bro.
Well, Jane, you say these, who is this guy, bro? Then they start playing well. So it's kind of like a Dingra. Is it a Dingra? He played.
Yeah, he's a good player. You know,
Yeah.
some of these players are good players, but you can tell if they're good players or not, you know, when you see them. But like some of these players, they're not. You know, you can tell he doesn't want to play
Squad
with them.
players, yeah.
They're just
Was it
squad
Van Heck?
players if a situation like this happens to them. Nah, not that guy. He's all right, Van Hek. He always plays anyway, Van Hek, in
Yeah, let's start, yeah.
first team. Nah, this is some fucking Gareth Bale's a H, bro. He looked about 5, mate.
That's who they signed, bro. Man's a no beards, bro.
Jack Hinshelwood.
Jack Hinchley, he played against, I think he played against Villa early on in the season when they got smoked 6-1. But again, he played centre mid that day, so I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, he played left
The
back.
thing
He
is,
looked
I
about
think
15, you
Brighton
know, this
weird one, but they should concentrate more on the Europa League at the moment.
year. Yeah, and I think injuries, I think the injury
Yeah,
list is
I don't
mad,
think I have
bro.
any
Like,
issues with them finishing in a Europa League spot this season anyway. Do you know what I mean?
yeah,
I think,
where are they in the league now?
yeah, in and
Seven,
around
eight,
that
eight.
sort of area.
I think that's where they'll finish. I think eighth, ninth.
Does eighth get prem? Does eighth get Europa League, or is it
Europa
Conference League?
League. I don't know. I
I
think
think
that's
it's, yeah,
conference.
it's, unless one of the on one of the guys wins the Europa League, one of the English teams,
Yeah, they're
yeah.
in Europa,
So
aren't
they,
they? Yeah,
if they
they're in
win it, they
Europa.
could be Champions League.
And West Ham
First
are
time
in
in Europa
Europa as
League.
well.
United might be in Europa League. Liverpool in Europa League. English could be English dominate. Villa in Conference League, aren't they? Yeah, so Villa in
Villa
Conference.
and Conference.
Moving on. 2-2 Bournemouth Villa. Again, apparently not to talk about there. West Ham won, Palace won. I thought West Ham would do get a better result, can't lie. Do you really think much about there? Brentford 3, Luton 1, Burnley 5, Sheffield United 0.
Bro, you sound like the
Find a
guy
score.
from that final score, bro.
Yeah, they need a job, man. Call me in. Call me in. Burnley 5,
Guy's
Sheffield
just saying
United
score.
0. Is
That is
has he been
called,
sacked?
what's the name? Heckingbottom.
He got sacked. Yeah, I
He's
had
been
rumors
sacked.
this morning about him being sacked. They're looking there. Who was their manager before?
Don't know. Sorry.
Remember he was playing wide centre backs. He was bringing them. He was doing some madness. Madness, and
Oh
then he
yeah.
came. What is his
I forgot
name?
his name. Old
Wilder,
guy, man.
Chris Wilder,
Wild Wilder?
Chris Wilder.
No.
Yeah, Chris
Chris
Wilder.
Wilder,
That's what they're looking to replace him. He's coming
yeah.
back. He's coming back.
Is there actually
He's the
a
favorite. They're
chance
saying that
yet?
he. Apparently, that's what the Palmer mill saying, man. That Wilder's coming back. That's what I've heard anyway. That's what he's the favorite anyway at the moment to come back. And if let's be honest, I don't think they're going to attract a luxury name, and I don't think they need a luxury name. Do you know what I mean?
Well, with
They need
those
Big Sam,
players,
bro.
they're not going to
No,
get anywhere, those players, bro.
they need, I mean,
They're just going to get relegated. It's just, can they fight?
how long can they fight for, essentially, right? It's
Yeah,
true.
that's it. They are the banking team
Yeah.
to get relegated. Them and
It's, I mean,
Burnley.
Burnley won, so it's kind of like, can they use this to kick start now? But it all depends. It all basically depends on the
He's close to getting sacked as
Vincent
well.
Kompany.
Come on, bro. Like,
Nah.
they were bottom,
No, but I don't
Burnley.
actually think they would. The thing is,
But they lost like six
yeah, I
games in a
know.
row or
But what
something.
I'm saying is, the chairman came out and said at the start of the season they didn't expect to be in the Prem this season. So essentially, they didn't expect Vincent to know. No,
Yeah, but
true. You
it
want to
don't
be in
matter
the
when
Prem.
they're in
Don't
the
get me
Prem.
wrong, but I don't.
You know what I mean?
It's
No one
true.
wants to
It's
go back
true.
into
It's true. Because
Championship
it
and
just
come back.
doesn't. You don't know when you'll be back, essentially, right?
Unless you're Norwich.
Norwich are not going to come back for a while as well. There's been teams.
Nah,
Bro,
they just can't take
Leeds were there,
the
what,
league.
20
That's it.
years, wherever he was?
Yeah, but Norwich, how many times have they come into the Premier League and
Yeah, but
just
we
won?
said that about West Brom like five, maybe 10 years ago. And they haven't been back.
Nah, but Norwich
They
are
ain't got
that team
Pukki,
that
don't they? He's
just
not there all the
annoys.
time, you know.
It don't matter. They'll find the next Pukki though.
Who's
Where are they
that?
in the league? Norwich.
Norwich, the championship table.
Yeah, I know
This is
Championship.
Norwich or bro, they're not even top five. Norwich are sitting 13th, yeah. Don't
13th.
worry, they're coming back. You've heard it here first.
Yeah,
You've
that's
heard
it.
it here first.
Bro, 100% watch. Bro, they're 2 points from
Four.
the playoffs.
Yeah, but still, yeah, nothing is nothing. It's true.
Four
Championships,
points from the playoffs. That's
the
nothing,
standings
bro.
don't actually matter at this stage of the season in this championship.
Bro, Ipswich, if they come into the Premier League, that's dead,
They
bro.
are
Ipswich.
moving.
That's going to
It
be a
could
Sheffield
be. It could
United.
be. But no, but isn't that
It
money
is going to be
isn't
a
the
Sheffield United.
manager's former United coach?
Yeah.
McKenna,
Yeah,
yeah.
McKenna.
This guy's dissing one of his own. Come on.
Yeah, but
No,
bro, I'm
it's
not
true,
dissing
it's
him.
true.
I'm
Yeah.
dissing the players.
Personnel is per yeah, attractive of you wanna who are you gonna bring in anymore?
He needs like, bro. These guys, look at these guys, bro. They got a striker called
What
Connor
do you know
Chaplin,
about
bro.
Connor Chaplin?
You know what I mean? How old is this guy, bro? He's
What's his goal
26.
scoring record? Was he a striker though? That's first. Well, that's more of a.
It's
There
all
you
right,
go.
you know.
Yeah.
I take that back. 19 matches, 7 goals, 4 assists.
7 goals. What was it?
He could be
Timo
the new,
Pukki.
could be the new Jamie Vardy,
There you
bro.
go. There you go. You had it here first. Jamie Vardy. Colin. What's his name? Colin Chaplin. Yeah,
Yeah,
look for
Colin
his name. He'll
Chaplin.
be in the Prem next season. Leicester are going to come up in it. That's all I'm saying. We just need Leicester to come up in it.
Yeah, Leicester are going to come up. They shouldn't have got relegated in the first
I think it
place,
was a
but
blessing in
they're going
disguise.
to come up.
Weird one.
Nah, I don't know, man. I feel like if they
Who
survived,
was the
they still
manager
could have
before this manager, this current
this
manager?
season.
Brendan.
Bro, they had that other, they had Brendan, then they fucking got that ex-Villa manager, that shithead, bro.
Who? That took him down.
To see it out to the end of the
The,
season.
to see out, like,
Huh?
oh, to see out.
Last season, yeah.
Who was their manager then before? Dean Smith. Yeah. Dean Smith. That guy was
Dean
trash.
Smith.
That guy was trash.
He
But
was your
bomb Dean
boy.
Smith, man. Good. Yeah.
He was dead, bro. But yeah, now they got a good manager.
Pep
Like,
disciple, innit?
he knows what he's doing. He's playing ball.
They've kept a good core. Their players are,
And then
that's one of the main things as well.
they just have to sign some good players, man. Like how Leicester were back in the day. They signed Madison,
Yeah, yeah,
Tielemans when he
yeah.
was young, like Ndidi, go back to that.
I remember you
System that
called
you had of
them the
signing
Dortmund
players.
of the Prem because of them. They were. They
They were,
you're
bro, at
right because
one
the quality
point.
of our players.
Bro, they sold Fofana for like
Fofana, yeah,
90 million.
Maguire. Evans, I mean
Maguire, they
Evans obviously
sold
they
him
didn't
for
sell on,
years.
but
You know what I mean?
think it was a good signing. Ricky
Madison,
Pereira,
they could have sold him for
bro,
70 at
Castagne, they've got
one
some
point.
good Evans, Mahrez,
Mahrez, Kante. You know what I mean? They've had ballers. There's been some good players, like I've had value. Tielemans left on a free, but
Why, bro, he won the FA
there
Cup
was a point
anyway.
in his career. Yeah, there was a point in his career where Tielemans was like someone would have paid
Yeah,
60 million to him, bro.
100%. People wanted him.
Ndidi was another one as well. Ndidi, someone would have
Bro,
paid like
Ricardo
60 million at
Pereira.
one point for.
There's easy players.
Yeah.
Even they got players right now. Like, I don't know if Luke Thomas is still there, though.
Yeah,
He's
Luke
actually at
Thomas,
Sheffield
he's a
United, I
good
believe,
player.
you know, this season. On loan. I mean,
Is
no,
he?
he's on
They got
loan,
rid of him.
I believe.
That means he got rid of him, man.
But, yeah.
But yeah,
Yeah,
he's a good
it's
player,
true.
mate. It'll be interesting to see next season
100%,
when they come back.
100%.
What kind of signings they make and who comes into the team. But yeah, I think let's see.
Well, I mean, the final game I was going to say was Nottingham Forest nil Everton 1. I thought that was a sh not shock result, But I didn't expect Everton to win, I'll be honest. And they're in some good form at the moment. So fair play to them and Sean Dyche, especially after what, 10 points deducted. Are they out the
Yeah.
relegation zone? No, they're 2 points.
Think they're third.
Third
Well,
bottom.
I think
So
they're
they're 2 points
better.
off Luton.
Yeah.
So they're there or thereabouts. And it kind of, yeah, I mean, currently looking like the teams that came up are going to go down. But I mean, I don't know. I don't know. It'll be a tough one. It'll be a tough one. Right, Jane. Anything you want to say before we leave this episode? Apart from telling fans to like the video, give us a 5-star rating, of course. Hit us up on Instagram at the Tacticos, Tacticos, however you want to call it, Jane. I'll just let people pronounce it themselves anymore.
The
But yeah, we appreciate it, and we see you on the next one.